Right, let's move on to item six, which is to consider and take possible action updates to Sarah's panel of investment legal counsel.
I can take this one. The investment team uses a panel of four different firms to negotiate our contracts, side letters, engagements with private equity firms, et cetera. The panel was established in 2017. At that point in time, four firms were selected, and it was DLA Piper, Foley & Lardner, K&L Gates, and Reed Smith. We fast forward 9 years, we felt it prudent to go back and retest the market and kind of reset the panel. Issued an RFP back in January 26, received 12 responses. Christina, Karen, and I reviewed those, interviewed the top firms, and we are recommending a panel of five firms at this point in time. So we are recommending to retain DLA Piper and K&L Gates and introduce three new firms into the panel, Foster Garvey, Nossaman, and Reinhardt. We think these are all well-established firms. They have fairly large California public fund client bases, so they're familiar with California law. We have done reference checks that all came back very positive, both from engaging with legal counsels at these staffs and investment counsels at these staffs or investment staff at these funds. So this is the new panel we are recommending to the board. I'm happy to take any detailed questions, but this is kind of resetting the roster and setting us up for the next 5 to 10 years of implementing the investment program.
And I assume that there's a lot of flexibility that if you encountered a need or if the situation changes, you can certainly change up, right? You can expand that panel, you can reduce it, you can.
If we were going to change the panel, we would come back to the board with that recommendation. But I think this gives us the flexibility to steer individual strategies to firms that have a particular area of expertise. We do typically, when we have an engagement that we're going to bid out, we'll ask, one to three firms to bid on this, make sure they don't have a conflict, tell us who's going to work on it, and give us a not to exceed estimate. With this panel of five, we think that's enough flexibility right now.
All right. And I appreciate your sampling the market for rates because it always helps me to see what other lawyers are charging. So thank you.
It's interesting to see the dispersion among the rates. I would say that when we talked about total cost of engagement, the dispersion was not nearly as wide as the rates you see here. So I think the larger firms are obviously using a lot more technology, a lot more streamlined process. The smaller firms are much more hands-on and just more billable hours there.
Well, you saw the impact of geography in that spread too, right?
Yes, we did.
It all depended on where you were. Yeah, interesting. All right, well, I'm
be happy
to
move the staff recommendation.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to approve or to move the recommendation for Cesera's panel of investment legal counsel. Any further comments or questions on the motion or the item? Hearing none, let's call the roll on the motion. Anderson.
Aye.
Chabadarib.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Mirisma.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
Wong.
Aye.
And Sloan.
Aye.
Thank you. I can't read without my glasses. All right, that motion carries 9-0.